In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A well-known highway code road sign that it is not wise to ignore when you're driving is the one which tells you not to take a U-turn. But simply, it seems that a dirty word in politics is that term U-turn, going back on what you previously said. And yet it stands to reason that if situations change and your stance to certain situations change, you too will change direction, especially if you have been convinced by others that you were going the wrong way. Of course, as far as we are concerned, one other word for U-turn is repent, change direction. And that may be something done quickly or after a lot of thought and soul searching. With regard to the example of Saint Paul, he did an enormous U-turn. We have heard of his life story this morning in the epistle and how he came to be where he came to be. Reading between the lines, we might assume that the U-turn moment was for Paul the result of quite a bit of soul searching on his part. It was, as we read, knowing all about who he was and where he came from and what he was doing and perpetrating as a persecutor that brought him to that moment of revelation, conversion, and change. It was still, though, a dramatic U-turn. Because of what he'd been through, the bad name he was given, and yet the new hope he had accepted, he now says that, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, he continues his life in the new faith. By the same token, in the reading from Matthew today, we get the dramatic picture at the end of the passage that there were still many who came from the same fold of the pre-conversion Saul of Tarsus, those who were not convinced by Jesus. Also, we read in that passage that there were many also who were U-turners, who regarded him as a prophet and had changed their ways. So where are we in all this? What lessons can we learn? Well, some 19 years ago, I read these words, which I wrote down in what I call one of my little thought books. And in fact, it is a type of quotation that really merits some discussion time, but we don't have the time for that this morning at this Zoom service. And the writer said this: remember, there are no mistakes in life, only lessons. Wow, I thought. All this time, I keep remembering the mistakes I have made in life. And here, in one brief statement, is a way out of that cycle. Don't focus on the mistake. Learn from it so you don't repeat it. Then let go and move on. How many times have you heard someone say that we are living in difficult and different times? How many of us are looking back to where we were, trying to understand where we are and pondering where we will be going? Suddenly, we have all been thrown into a rather complex and thought-provoking, what I will call, for want of a better word, life adventure. Lots of decisions about day-to-day life, lots of changes, maybe some U-turns caused by things we have seen and experienced during the last 6 or so months. And at the center of all has been the way of life we have grown into as members of the Christian community, a way of life that has been changed in its organization and routine. But stick together, we must. Worship together, we must. Talk together, we must, even if we are doing most of this at a distance. And I'm sure when we get back to whatever we will be called the new normal, we will be stronger for it. As my concluding thoughts this morning, I can't help but go back to some rather mysterious, thought-provoking words that T.S. Eliot wrote about this adventure of life. These are the words. With the dawning of this love and the voice of this calling, we shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. Such words bring us back to where we are today as we continue the adventure, the journey of faith. For the collect today has the words, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you." And the post-communion prayer, which you will hear soon, has the words, "We pray that your grace may always precede and follow us." So with all the decisions of life that we have to make, because this journey is so very important, there will no doubt be times when we will take U-turns, but hopefully it still means that we are on the main road of faith. Amen.